Hey, good to welcome everybody, and welcome to the Motzei Shabbos Shir for Parshas Pekudei. As we know, Parshas Pekudei at the end describes setting up everything in preparation for getting the Mishkan into operation. And among the different items that are set up for use is the kior, the washing station, where the Kohanim would wash. The Pasuk says in the first source, by Shmos Perak Mem, Pasuk Lamed, by Yosem es ha-kior beno omeda ben mizbeach. The laver, the washing station, was set up in its proper place. Vayitain shama mayim l'roch, so water was put into it to be able to wash. Pasuk lamed aleph v'rochatu imena Moshe Aaron uvanam esidehem esvagleim. Moshe and Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, would have to wash. Rashi points out, in print it, but Rashi points out that Moshe here is serving initially as a Kohen when the Mishkan is put into operation. Not our topic now, but Moshe had to wash. Moshe, Aaron, and the Kohanim would wash the hands and feet. Pasuk lamed beis bavoam el olam oed bekarvos umazbeach v'yachatzu kasher tzivah Hashem es Moshe. Whenever they would come into the Mishkan, subsequently in the beis hamikdash, they have to wash their hands as Hashem had commanded Moshe. So clearly, there is a mitzvah that is proper to wash one's hands. Here, one's hands and one's feet. We may come back to that point at the beginning of being engaged in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan and subsequently in the beis hamikdash. We're most familiar with washing tilas edayim for a suda, for meals, when you have bread, they're making a motzi, so we wash the Netil Sadaim. That is not the Netil Sadaim that we're going to speak about Be'ez Hashem this evening, as I entitled the Shir Netil Sadaim for Tefillah. The Gemara says in Brachas, Taf Samach HaMedbeiz, in the second source, Ki Moshe Yodei, this is talking about in the morning, when one wakes up in the morning and engages in various activities, so different brachas to say when they get up in the morning. We lump many of them together as the so-called Birchas HaShachar. So the Gemara there says, Ki Moshe Yodei, when you wash your hands in the morning, Lema, you make a bracha, Baruch Asher Kedishonam, Zosav, Etzvonam, Al Netilas Yodayim. That's the text of the bracha that's recited when you get up in the morning. It's the same bracha we recite when we wash for a meal, we wash for bread. But that's the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. There is a pasuk in the Tehillim, Perak Chav Vav, Pasuk Vav, Source 3, Erchatz Benikayon Kapai, Vasovas Mizmachach Hashem. I will wash my hands to become clean, and then I will go to the Mizbeach, surround the Mizbeach, and so on. And so does David on that Pasuk in Tehillim, Parakov, Pasuk Vav, Source 4 says, Erchatz Ratzon Omar, B'tchila Anake Kapai Melichluch Avon, talking in the spiritual sense, I will wash away any dirt that has to do with Averis, in the spiritual sense, and then I can go to the Mizbeach to offer Karbonis and so on. Kilule HaNikayon Ena Karbon Mekuba Baratzon. Without being clean, and clean doesn't only mean physically clean, but it means spiritual clean as well, the carbon won't be accepted the same way. With this in mind, the Gemara says earlier in Brachas, that Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Beis in Source 2 was talking about one's activity in the morning upon waking up. But the earlier in Brachas, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Source number 5, the Gemara says, Amr B'chia Bar Abba Amr B'yechanan Kola Nifne B'noto Yadav U'minich Tfilin B'korek Kriyash M'ispalel. Somebody who gets up in the morning, relieves himself, and then washes his hands and puts on tefillin and says Kriya Shema and Davins. It's as though you built the mizbeach and offered a carbon. And it quotes this pasuk until in Perchavav pasuk Vav Erechotz Minikayon Kapoy Asoas Mizbechacha Hashem. A specific reference is made in the pasuk to mizbeach. So someone who follows this practice, even in the absence of a mizbeach, in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, is credited, so to speak, as if you brought a carbon as well. And that, again, you relieve yourself. In the morning, you wash your hands, put on tzon, say Kriyash Mandavin. It's like you built a Mizbeach. The Marshaw, in Source 6, in the Chidusha Agodas, there in Brachos Teslav Muralev, Yibam Asa Dechsiv, wonders how we derive anything from this Pasuk, Eish La'ayim Bezeh. Who says this Pasuk is talking anything about Kriyash Mandavin? It's talking about the Mizbeach. So he points out, the Marshaw does, there's another Pasuk which has the same phrase. I printed in Source 7, Tilim Perak Ayin Gimel, Pasuk Gimel 7. Achrik zikisi levavi erchot benikayon kapoy. The same expression there, zikisi levavi, I purified my heart. The Marshal says, we know that the tefillah is called avodah shebelev, ezo avodah kodesh gemorin tainis, tap beis man alef, ezo avodah shebelev zu tefillah. Okay, so it relates to tefillah as well. Fine. So one is supposed to somehow wash his hands in preparation for tefillah as well. The Rosh, in the later, the first Gemara Brachas, the later Gemara, Daf Samach Bei, Source 2, the Rosh comments in Brachas, Parak Testament, Chof Gimel, Source 8, on that Gemara, Ki Moshe Yada, Omer Baruch Asher, Kiddushanam, and Tosav Zanat Tosadayim. Why do we have such a Bracha? Why do you have to wash your hands? So the Rosh says, Levisha Yada, Shal Adam Askani Osein. Because your hands are busy, they're touching things. During the night, when you're sleeping, your hands move around, they touch different parts of the body. It's impossible you didn't touch something that was dirty or something which, different parts of the body. So therefore, tiknu bracha kodem shikra kriya shma mispalo. They made this requirement to wash your hands and to recite a bracha before saying kriya shma, before davening. So according to the Rush, the purpose of washing your hands in the morning, the mitzvah netilas yadayim in the morning, again, we're not talking about netilas yadayim for a meal, but the mitzvah netilas yadayim in the morning is really as preparation for davening. Not such a din in the morning getting up and washing, but it's a din in davening, right? Shikra kriya shma mispalo. And then he says, the proper text really should have been not al netilas yadayim, but al nikiyos yadayim, on cleaning your hands. But he says, since we have the text for a suda, when we wash netilas yadayim by a meal, we say al netilas yadayim. And there you have to use a particular kli. And the kli, says the Rosh, the vessel, the cup that's used for washing for a meal is called nitla or nitala b'loshen gemara. So therefore, the term al netilas yadayim. Then the Rosh concludes, what if you don't have any water available? So clean them in however you can. You rub them against some sharp or something, you know, that's not going to hurt you, a rock or something like that, to clean your hands. And he quotes that same pasuk and the gemara earlier, based on the pasuk erchot mikoyin kapoy. The Madana Yontif, in his commentary on the Rosh there in Os Reish, the Rosh is Perk Tesim Chav Gimel, so it's Os Reish and the Madana Yontif. That's a commentary by the author of the Tosis Yontif, Yontif Lippin, Alevi Heller, who wrote on the famous Mishnayos. The famous Tosis Yontif also wrote Perushim on the Rosh, and the one in Brachos is called Madana Yontif. So he writes there, refers to something he said in the Tosis Yontif, namely, that's not really enough of a reason we say the text al netilas yadayim, because the particular kli used for washing before a meal, you have to use a cup. So that particular kli is called the netala or nitla. That's not enough to explain why we have the text al netilas yadayim, because he said that cup is also called something else. So he also mentions netilas, you have to take water. Netilas is taking something. You have to take water. You have to lift up water in order to pour on your hands. Similarly, he says to the bracha we have on Sukkot, al netilas lulu, right? You lift up the lulu. Okay, whatever the source is, the Rosh is stressing that the purpose of this bracha in the morning, the purpose of washing your hands and the requirement to say a bracha has to do with preparation for tefillah. So says the Rosh in Brachas Perek Tes Siman Chav Gimel. There's a tshuva from the Rashba, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Tzari Aleph in the Tshuva Rashba 10. Asks, someone asked him, Loma tiknu brichas al netilas yadayim b'shachris, shebracha zu l'rizkan ala pas b'shach suda. Why did they make such a requirement to say a bracha al netilas yadayim in the morning? After all, really, that bracha is associated with washing for a meal, for having bread. So Ashbar writes, we're going to split the tshuva in two parts. We'll look at the first part now. He says, kach nagu, that's the minig, b'chol makom l'varach b'shach al netilas yadayim, u'makpidim ba b'chol toin netilak b'shach suda. And we have the same, more or less, the same requirements that we have when washing netilas yadayim before a meal. But he writes, v'anilo matzasi b'shu makom dover borer, sh'itztarach adam litav yadav shachris b'kli. We know, and it's on our topic now, but for netilas yadayim for a meal, you have to use a cup, you have to use a kli. He said, I couldn't really find anything that indicates that that's required in the morning as well. And then he mentions the imishum shivta bas melech. Let's see what that is. Daiber rechitza. If you were shivta and bas melech, have to do with something we call ruach ra. I'm not saying the shadim exactly, demons, but something ruach ra. It's hard to define precisely. We'll get back to it in a second. If that's what it means, well, if that's what our concern is in the morning, that these ruach ra, these evil spirits, so to speak, that hover overnight, and that's what we're worried about, then they don't need a cup, just clean it off. And if it's, as LaRosh said, doesn't quote the Rosh, but if it's just for the purpose of davening, so daiber rechitza, the pasuk is to clean your hands, so clean them whatever way. Who says you have to have water, and so on. And as he quotes that pasuk, erchot b'mayim, right? But we know that doesn't only mean mayim, but erchot b'nikayon kapai, anything which cleans it. So he doesn't understand why we'd have to use it. Now, in fact, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas. We'll see all these sources inside momentarily, an earlier Gemara in Brachas, which says, Rav Chista criticized, or he said it wasn't necessary to have water for netilas yadayim in the morning. Then he says, but maybe there's a little bit of a raya, and the fact that there's another Gemara in Chula, we'll see all these Gemaras in a moment, who says that if somebody washed in the morning, netilas yadayim in the morning, and he wanted that washing to count also if he's going to have breakfast, he's going to have a bread, and so he's going to have some bagels or something like that, he can do that, umasno kolayom, and have in mind that it's going to count for all the washing done during the day. Well, that implies that he must use a kli, because if you need a kli, you need a cup for washing for a meal, and we're going to say the morning washing, at least according to this one opinion, more counts. If you don't have a hetzer chadas and so on, it counts for the washing you're going to do during the course of the rest of the day for your suda, that it must have been with an atila. It must have been a atila with a cup. Okay, so that's what he suggests as a possibility. Maybe you should have to have a cup. And then he quotes that other Gemara that we saw in Daf Tesvav Mudbeis, that we saw back in source number 5, that implies also Anotel Yadav. It says Notel Yadav, and then you put on Kriya, say Kriya Tefillah, put on Tefillah, say Kriya Shema. There it says Notel Yadav. That sounds like it's with a kli. Okay, we'll come back to something from the Rashbo shortly, but let's just look at the rayas that he brings. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Zayin Amid Bey, is 11. Toshma, the Tani de Bey Menashe, Rav Shimon. Now the issue there is touching things when you haven't washed your hands. It talks about a woman feeding the baby, and she didn't wash her hands, and therefore she would only use one hand, and Shammai Azokin didn't even want to feed with one hand, he wanted to wash, and so on and so forth. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Abaye, he has Mishum Shivto. Shivto. So let's look at Rashi. Okay, the particular topic there was, it was on a Yom Kippur, and you're not supposed to wash, but they let her wash one hand so as not to touch the food to feed the baby. Okay, again, the details are not that pivotal, but the concern is Shivto. Rashi says, the third Rashi I printed there in Chulin Kuf Zayin Amud Beis 12, Hasam Mishum Shivto. Ruach ra shor al yadayim shelo natnu shachris. Some kind of evil spirit hovers over the hands we haven't washed in the morning. Once you wash, then you took care of it. So that will be another reason for washing in the morning. And the Rashbo says, but for that, it wouldn't necessarily need a kli, just washing. So Tosis points out there in Chulin Kuf Zayin Amud Beis Dibal Masal Hasam Mishum Shivto. He quotes Rashi, Ruach ra shor al yadayim. But Rabbeinu Tam says something else. But the Tom says that that would be mutra on Yom Kippur because no different than dirt and so on. But the Tom is a different interpretation. He points out that there's something else called, the Gemara talks about your hands being dirty, being affected by something called bas melech and not shifta. And therefore, he concludes in the third line of 13, the hochayish leforish, kemosh prishman chanal shu ruach ra shor al ochel. It's the evil spirits, whatever, it's on the food. It's not on the person's hands. The person's hands is called something else. It's called bas melech. And he refers to Gemara and Shabbos. Daf kuf ches mebeis going over to kuf tes. When Aleph, I print in verse 14. Tanya nami haki. Amar abmuna b'shem b'yehuda. Tova tipas tzonen b'shachris. It's a good thing to wash your hands and touch your eyes. Rashi explains. Lo seis be'enav. 15 kuf ches mebeis in kulin. Touch it with cold water in the morning. And rechitas yadayim raglayim arvis. Wash your hands and feet at night. All other better than other things. It's healthy for you. And then who are you? Omer Yad La'ayin Tikotzeis. Yad L'chotem Tikotzeis. If you touch your eyes with your hands, the same Rabbuna said, you will touch your eyes before washing hands. Rashi says, Yad La'ayin Shachris, Kodem Shito Yadav. In the morning, you touch your eyes, or you touch your nose, or you touch your mouth, you touch your ears, you touch different parts of the body without having washed. Tikotzeis. Rashi says, Tikotzeis 15. No chosha tikkat, you deserve to have your hands cut off. That's an exaggerated statement, but it means a bad thing. Sharuach ro, shalomisamto. Okay, could blind you, whatever exactly it means. Anyway, you read the rest of that Gemara, and it refers on to Kuf Tesavanah to something called Bas Melech, which is some sort of a Ruach ro as well. So that's what we're referring to. Again, I don't have to spend a lot of details on that, but what we do see here is that there is this other reason for washing in the morning, nothing to do with davening, but rather lahavir, to remove this ruach ra. Okay, now the Rashbo said, yep, but for that you wouldn't need a kli, you just got to wash it. And furthermore, he quoted the Gemara in Brachos Chof Beis Malaf in 17, ki hadav chista la'itam on the mahadar amaya b'idin tzlosa. Chista was not condemned, but they kind of criticized that you don't need to search for water. Okay, on the other hand, the Rashbo says, but there is that Gemara in Chulin Kuf Vav Amud Beis 18, Amar Rav Nota Adam Estei Yadav Shachris. Okay, you can wash your hands in the morning and have in mind the condition that that's going to take care of any washing you do during the course of the day. Rashi says, of course, in Kuf Amud Beis 19, you have to make sure, you have to not have a hasek hadas, make sure they don't get dirty, they don't become tummy. Okay, but theoretically it works. The Rashbo says, well, if so, and if you require a kli for Netil Sadaim for a meal, and this Netil Sadaim could possibly count for the Netil Sadaim for the meal as well, that you're going to have later on, then apparently it was with a kli. Furthermore, he referred to another Gemara the Rashbo did, and that's in Brachos Yudalim and Beis, going over to Tezvom at Aleph 20. The Amar B'Yochanan, Harotze Shekabel of O Malchus Shemaim Shlema, someone wants to properly accept the O Malchus Shemaim, the King Shema Kosh Baruch Hu, Yifne, in the morning, Yifne, V'yitol Yodav, Yenech Tfilim, V'yikur Krishma, V'yispalo, V'zuhi Malchus Shemaim Shlema. That's the real Malchus Shemaim, right? And again, it includes washing in the morning. So again, we now have a couple of things. The Rashbo concludes that probably you should wash in the morning with a kli as well for these reasons. But in any event, we've seen so far two reasons for Netil Sadaim in the morning. The Rosh stresses that it has to do with davening. It's in fact the preparation for tefillah. And we have another thing that also removes this Ruach Ra. The Zohar, I don't normally quote, but here it's relevant to us, in Parshas Vayeshev 22, so he quotes that pasuk. The Zohar quotes that pasuk that we mentioned before from Tilim Perakavav, Erchatz Benikarin Kapai, Haikro Okme, okay, and he mentions the second line, the less, the less lechbar nash, the alma, the lotaim, tama, the most subilil. At night, we experience, as human beings, the taste of death, okay? And therefore, there's a ruach hatuma. That's a little different than these ruach ra, but it's a similar idea. But there's a ruach of tuma that kind of hovers over a person. Because when at night, they experience a taste of death. But my time, the Zohar says, begin the neshmasa kadish to talk a minute, right? Your neshama is taken away at night. And the goof is lying there without the neshama. So it's like a taste of death, which brings about tuma. So that's another reason to wash in the morning. Get rid of the ruach hatuma, the avudraham, birchas hashachar 23. The atonogul of aruch b'shachar until sudaim. Our practice is to make a bracha until sudaim in the morning. And also hashiyotzar, that's something else. B'bnei shuruach ra, shor el hadaim. He mentions this ruach ra reason. The ode, and he mentions the rosh's reason. She hayadaim askonios. Again, relating to davening, it's not proper to daven with hands that have touched different parts of the body, including parts that may be dirty and so on. So that's a concern. But oh, then now come back to our seder, dumia the kohen gadol, and not only the kohen gadol, but the kohanim in general. Similar to the kohanim, that before they engage in the avoda, in the service, in the mishkan, in the beis hamikdash, they would also have to wash. So that the avudram brings up. That's the same thing we have also. Then he mentions also you should wash out your mouth because it's sticky or whatever, the things of particles in the mouth and so on. And he quotes Kosavarnu Yaakov Ben Harosh, that's the Torah, that you should pour water on your hand three times because that gets rid of the Ruach Ra. Okay, the Ruach Ra requires three times. All right, and he refers to that Gemara that before you wash, it's not proper to touch different parts of the body. Okay, now, what if the water isn't available? So here we have an interesting Gemara. Brachas Tesvav Med Aleph, 24. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. But I just want to point out, again, the Avudram gives different reasons. He mentions Ruach Ra. He mentions your hands are dirty, it's not proper to daven. He mentions, like the coin, that he has to, you know, that's how he has to prepare himself for the Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So we do that with our Avoda as well. Gemara Brachas Tesvav Med Aleph, 24, says, Amalei Ravina L'Rava. Chazi Mar Haitzur Mervanu D'Asim Rava Amar. I came across, or have you seen, there's a certain Tzurim Rabbanon, a young Talmud Chacham, who came from the West. Again, we pointed out in the past, when we speak in the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, that someone coming from the West, it means it comes from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Bavel, of course. So the Gemara says in the Bavli, Marova Amru, right? It's out west, the West Coast. Right? When they refer to the West Coast, they're not talking about California, they're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, a fellow came from Eretz Yisrael and said, if you can't get a hold of water, so you wash your hands with rocks or something else, you know, with sandpaper. Someone will get the water, you know, don't hurt yourself, but someone will get the dirt off. After all, Amarlei, Shapir Kamar. So the Rabbah responded, he's right. This young Talmud Chacham is right. Because the Pasuk doesn't say Erchatz Bamayim. The Pasuk again, we saw in Tilim Perchavav, Pasuk Vav, it says Erchatz Benikayon Kapai. It didn't mention about water, but it says Erchatz. Whatever it cleans it, minikayon, whatever cleans it, okay? And then he even mentioned that Gemara that we mentioned earlier, I mean, it's actually Gemara later, but we quoted it earlier. Rochista said it wasn't necessary. Rochista lied on the Mahadar Ma'abid and Slosa. Rochista didn't require you. But then the Gemara says, Hani Milele Kriyashma. That's only true about Kriyashma. Avalitfila for davening, Jules died for davening, then Mahadar, then you have to go back and search for water, okay? Ad Kama, how far do you have to go? Gemara says ad parso. It's a certain significant distance. Okay, but hani midal kame. That's only if it's in the direction you're going anyway. The water is going to be in the direction you're going anyway. You got to go as far as a parso. Aval achore afilo mila nechozer. You don't have to go back more than a mil. Milu de nechozer ham pachos mil chozer. Got to back a mil. That's also a distance. A mil, the measurement of distance. It takes about 18 minutes to walk a mil. That's what we assume. Anyway. So the Gemara here makes a distinction. So Kriyashma, we're not so machbit about the washing, but for Tefillah, we are. Why is there a difference? So Rashi makes, you know, first what seems to be a cryptic comment. Rashi in Brachos Tesvav and Aleph 25, okay, says, Akismas Kisem, some kind of a piece of wood that you wash your hands with that. L'Kriyashma, be'idna the Kriyashma, you don't have to be so machbit. Why? Shizmana Kavua. Because Kriyashma is a fixed time. And if you're going to go patching around looking for water, you end up missing the Sozman Kriyashma. But Tochlem Hadar Maya. But davening can daven all day long, so then there's time to go looking for water. So says Rashi over there in Brochus, Tezvav Amud Aleph. Okay? Now, that's a problem, obviously. We'll see in a moment. You can figure it out yourself. Okay? Tosis points out there in Brochus, Tezvav Amud Aleph 26, Amanda Mahadir. Tosis says, Yesform, some texts have that phrase we just read, distinguished between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Yesform, the Garsi, Hanabila, Kriya Shema, Abba, Tefillah, Lo. Okay? And why would they have that text? Why would you see a difference? Because the Tosfos refers to Gemara Psachim, Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Let's look down for a second, 27. Mem Vav Amud Aleph Psachim. Amar Abavo Amar B'Shem Elokish. Legevel Elotfilah Until Sadaim Arbo Amilin. Okay, Gevel Rashi explained that somebody who's kneading dough and that something is tummy, so you got to be tovel the kalim from tumah again. Not our issue, but you have to go back Arbo Amilin. Arba Milim is 2 minutes, 18 times 4, right? So that's a good way to look. And then it says, Letfila also. Letfila also. So apparently from that Gemara, for Tfila, you have to go back. So going back to Tosis now. And the third thing is, Tilis Yadayim for Suda. Anyway, if you go back to Tosis in Brochus Tezvav Amud Aleph in 26, he quotes that Gemara Psachim and says, that's probably why we have a version of the text that says there's a difference in Kriya Shema and Tfila. Note that Kriya Shema is not mentioned in that Gemara Psachim. However, Tosis says nonetheless, "Near the low garcinale, the hu adin leinim slos hanami mitam shal yaber is man tefila, the maishna kriyishma mitfila." Right? He says, if you don't have to go back for kriyishma, you don't have to go out of your way to too far out of your way to search for water to say kriyishma. You don't have to do that for davening either. Okay, for tefila either. Again, we say kriyishma in part of davening. Same, but theoretically, it's two different things. So what the Gemara, what the Tosis is saying, we don't have that girsa. That girsa is incorrect. That's saying for Kriya Shema, you don't have to go back, but for Tefillah, and when I say go back, I mean search for water. And but for Tefillah, you do. Tell us that we don't have, there's no difference. And Rashi made a funny statement. He said, well, for Kriya Shema, you run out of time, so you better not patch you looking for water because you'll run into Sozman Kriya Shema. Tosa says, okay, but there's also such a thing, Sozman Tefillah. Right? So there's no difference. Okay? And he quotes a different Gemara. Rav Chisda, he said, you don't have to look for water in the morning. What about the Gemara Psachim? What about the Gemara Psachim? So you look carefully now in the continuation of the Rashi and Psachim, Mem Vomit Aleph. He says, when it talks about tefillah in that Gemara, it's not talking about washing your hands for tefillah. You have to go out of your way to wash your hands. It's talking about, look at the end of the first line of 28. That's davening with a minion. You have to go out of your way, even take extra steps if it's in the way you're going, to go an extra distance to daven a minion. Nothing to do with the tefillah shadayim for a minion. So therefore, for davening. So therefore, Tosis learns that Gemara doesn't have anything to do. According to that Gemara, you don't have to go out of your way to wash for tefillah either. Of course, you know the Gemara in Brochus Chavav Manalf, the Mishnah, says that there are fixed times for davening also. Whatever exactly the sozman tefillah is for kriyishma for shacharis, then tefillah hamincha or mincha you can do until the evening. But the Rav Yehuda says plaga mincha. Marv doesn't have a fixed time, but most of it is all day, and so on. So you have fixed times for davening as well, and therefore many of the Rishonim don't have that gear. So the Chiddush HaRashba 31 in that Gemara Brachas Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Chiddush HaRashba Dimas Vahani Mili. He says some svarim have that text that we make a chilek that for tefillah you do have to go out of your way to make sure you can wash your hands before tefillah, just not for Kriya Shema. And the Rashba says, Tamili, I don't understand. Why should it be different? Just because you're worried about Sozman Kriya Shema, you have to worry about Sozman tefillah too. Not only that, the Rashba says, but even within Kriya Shema, they should have made a distinction between the morning Kriya Shema, which has a fixed conclusion, Sozman Kriya Shema, and the evening Kriya Shema you have all night. They should have made that distinction. And anyways, the Rashba says, Elanir really on the third line, there's a difference. Kriya Shema is Doraisa. Right, and lo achmiru alav, they didn't make push off a mitzvah daraisa and so on, and it brings other rishonim, other gemaras, but for tefillah they do. But he points out Tosus rejects the whole girsa and said there's no difference, but neither for Kriya Shema nor tefillah do you have to do it. On the other hand, the Rashba at the end quotes when Haigon says you do have to for tefillah. So different opinions, and I quoted the number of other rishonim here, the Shitum Kubetzis, they're in Brachas Tesla Malav the Masur Chista Yesh Nuschaos Meduyokos. The Garsi Hachi Reb Chisda. Some people have this girsa that there's a difference between tefillah. Okay, other people don't have the girsa. So again, and the Rosh over there in Brachas Perak Beis and Yud Aleph. I'm not going to read all these Makoros now because they summarize the Shita. And you know, to say that Kriya Shema is different, well, you know, sometimes Rabbanan made things stricter when it came to the Rabbanans and so on. So Kriya Shema. Anyway, if you look at these Marmakomos, I do want to point out that the Madana Yontif explains on that rush, the Perek Beis in the Aleph in Os Tzadi 34, he says maybe what Rashi meant when he says you have all day to daven. Everybody jumped on Rashi. The Rashpo and the Rashi, all they jumped. What do you mean? Right, there's also Sovzman Tvila. You want to tell me you don't have to go searching for water for Kriya Shema because you're going to run out of time. You run into Sovzman Kriya Shema. Same problem for Tvila, right? And I, the Gemara and Pesachim, talked about Tvila and says you have to, no, Rashi already said that's not talking about washing for Tvila. It's one of minyan, something else entirely. So the Madana Yontif says maybe it means that when it comes to Tvila, you do have an opportunity of Tashlumin. Okay, you can make up. So if you miss a davening, maybe in that sense, Tvila's man is kol hayom. Okay, Kriya Shema, you miss Kriya Shema, there's no Tashlumin, there's no makeup for Kriya Shema. Whereas Yesh Latari's last couple of lines of 34, Shem Tovel, Oz Pal Shachas, Mispala Mincha Shtayim, right? You make up and daven Mincha twice. So therefore, davening really does not have a fixed conclusion time as the same in the same way. Okay, that's the suggestion of the Madana Yontif to explain Rashi. The Marshal and the Chochma Shlomo and Brochus Tesvom and Aleph 35 quotes, so basically, it's a machokas. Near Ben Ladas, Atosus, Arash, Mordechai, Rabbeniona, Logar, Sin, and Zel. Again, he quotes the different shitas that there's a machokas, whether we have this text or not, distinguishing between Kriya Shema, which you don't have to worry about washing, and Tefillah you do. And again, we have different shitas about it. The Rif in Brochus, Ches, Amad Aleph, going over to Ches, Amad Beis, in the page of the Rif in Brochus 36. The Rif does quote this Gemara, okay? And it says, again, at the top of Chesma Beis, last line of 36, L'tfila boy l'adori, the Rif Paskins, for Tfila you do have to go wash. Rabbeinu Yonah, commenting on the Rif there in Brachas, Chesma Aleph, disagrees. Okay, or he quotes those who disagree. And he said, again, he worked through the whole sugya, and he says it's not so simple. He says some people have that girsa, some people don't have girsa, and the Rambam does insist on it. You take a look in the Rambam, Hilchas Kriya Shema, Perek Gimel, Hilchas Kriya Shema, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph 38, Hakorei Shema, Rochet Yadav Mayim Kodem Sheyikra, it's proper to wash your hands, yes, before Kriya Shema, but Higiyas Man Kriya Shema, but the time comes, below Motza Mayim, you don't have water available, okay, you don't have to, Lo Ya'achar Kriya Shema, Yelech Levak Yishmaim, for Kriya Shema, you don't have to delay your recitation in order to find water, as you clean your hands whatever you can. However, in Hilchas Tefillah, that's Kriya Shema. But the Rambam does accept this distinction. The Rambam does have this chiluk, and like the Rif, Rambam says in Perek Dalel of Hilchas Tefillah Halacha Aleph, Chamisha Dvar Me'akvinas HaTefillah, Af Al Pi Shegiyas Mana. There are five things which hold back or prevent you from being able to daven properly, even though this man has arrived. One of them, the first one, is Taras Yadayim, cleaning your hand. And Halacha Beis, Taras Yadayim Ketza, what does that mean? Rochet Yadav Amayim out of Perek, you wash your hands until the knuckle and son Rakaki is followed. And he writes, Haya Bahalach Baderech Vigiyaz Mantil, you're traveling someplace and it came time to daven. So it depends now where Mayim, where water to be available. Again, if it's Arbo Milin, 4 mil, which is a certain amount of amas and so on, you got to go ahead and delay your davening to the water wash. If it's more than that, then you don't have to wait. But again, the Rambam does accept this distinction and teaches the importance of washing before. Halacha Gimel, he says, depends if it's in your same direction you're going, not in the same direction you're going or not. But in any event, certainly there are a number of prominent Rishonim who hold that washing is very important for tefillah, to the point that you have to delay your davening if it's not going to take you too long, whereas you don't have to do it by Kriya Shema. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the morning, Hilchas Hanagas Adar Baboker, Simen Dalet of Arachayim Sif Aleph, in the morning, Yirchat Yadav Ivarach Aron Tilas Adayim. You have to wash your hands and you say Aron Tilas Adayim. Siv Beis, like we said before from the Avudram, Yidaktik, La'aros Alein Mayim Gimel Pamim, wash 3 times on each hand, Lahabe Ruach Ra, Shasharal, and you get rid of these, quote-unquote, Ruach Ra, these evil spirits, and Siv Gimel, Lo Yigab Yado Kodam Tila, Lapev, Lachotim, Lazaim, Lalaim, don't touch other parts of your body in the morning before washing Nitilas Adayim. That's in terms of the morning. In Hilchas Tefillah 41, Simon Sadi Bey, Siv Dalid, it's all about tefillah now. You have to wash your hands with water if you have it. If ain't low, you have to go a certain distance to get the water, even if you're delaying the start of your davening. And again, it depends whether it's in the direction you're traveling anyway or not. The chilek we mentioned, he says, but if it's talking at the end of his man tefillah, then we don't say like Rashi, well, you have all day, and like the Madani Yontif said, you can always make it up. Not that far, we don't go. And we say you should wash and clean your hands with something else. Now, Sif Hey, Rochat Yod of Shachris Vesiach Daito. You washed your hands in the morning, and then you were Mesiach Das. You went somewhere and you touched things and so on. Then Tzrichim Netila Litfila. Shonor Paskin, Simon Tzadi Bey Sifhei. Even though you washed your hands in the morning upon rising and so on, Negelvasa, we call it, right? When you wash in the morning, okay, whether it's right next to your bed or in the bathroom nearby, not our issue now, but when you wash in the morning, but then you were Mesiach Das. You know, you didn't go right to shul. You had to drive somewhere. You went, you did different things before going to daven. Then Tzrichim Netila Letzvi, you have to wash your hands again for davening. Im Yesh Lomayim, you have water available. Afal Pisha Eni Odeelam Shum Lichluch, even though they didn't get dirty. But he said, but then Velo Yivarech, you have to make a bracha again. Instead, until it's a dime in the morning upon washing, you have to wash again for davening, not with a bracha. If you don't have water, then you don't have to worry about it, okay? Now, and even if your hands were dirty, you don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to make a bracha until it's a dime. Rav Soloveitchik, in 42, I printed the Rishima Shiurim in brachas, Daf Tesom and Aleph. Rav Soloveitchik had an interesting explanation. Why, Take, is there this distinction between Kriya Shema and Tefillah for those who accept it? We saw the Rambam accept it. We saw the Shulchan Aruch says you do have to wash with Tefillah and go out of your way to get water, as long as it's not going to ruin Zman Tefillah, but you don't have to worry about that by Kriya Shema. So the Rav said, and he was bothered by the Rashi quotes, the Rambam, what we saw the Makaras, but he says as follows. After the three dots in the kind of in the middle, he says the basic difference. Okay, for tefillah, you need what's called heksher gavra. The person has to be fit and ra'i to daven. Rav explained as follows. Here, there's a basic difference in Kriya Shema and tefillah. By tefillah, the person's status, his readiness, his quote-unquote cleanliness, is necessary for tefillah. Why? Why is it different? And that's why Netilas Yadayim is needed for tefillah more so than for Kriya Shema. Because by Kriya Shema, the heksher gavra is not as important. Ranir Lomar, Bebir Achilik Benayim, Ki betefillah, what makes tefillah davening? What makes tefillah tefillah? The person who's reciting the tefillah, right? Kriya Shema is words in the Torah. Regardless, it's in the Torah, right? The psukim in the Torah. So Kriya Shema has significance without the person, so to speak. The words of Kriya Shema have kedusha and have significance and have meaning independent of the person who may be reciting them. Tefillah has no value or no significance if detached in midair, so to speak, if detached from the person who's reciting it. The whole purpose of tefillah is the person has kavanah to daven. That the person, the gavra, creates the chalos shem tefillah, to put it in lamdusha terms, right? Ein chalos shem tefillah chalame aleha. Chalos shem of tefillah, the Rav said, that doesn't just pop out of nowhere. That depends on the person. Kriya Shema has a chalos shem shema, right? Even though the person doesn't recite it because of the words in the Torah. And that's what it means. The Rav said, the Pasuk in Amos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk in Beis, 43, only the last three words. Hikon likras elokecha Yisrael. When we're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, requires achana. Because you're the person, when you're going to daven, with tefillah, we need that heksher gavra, so to speak. As opposed to by Kriya Shema. Okay, of course, it's good to wash hands with Kriya Shema too, but that's the Rav suggestion as to the difference. If the person doesn't have clean hands, or for example, the Rav quoted the Gemara in Brachos Chav Gimel and Aleph, written in 44. If somebody has to go to the bathroom, so it's not proper to daven. Don't daven at that point. Your stomach is, you have to go relieve yourself. Why? Shenemar, he can only cross the kachi Yisrael. That pasuk in Amos. He said, the person, you're the one who gives the tefillah its status. All right, that's the Rav's suggestion. Now, coming back to our subject in terms of the tefillah sedayim for davening, so it's instructive to note that we said in the Shulchan Aruch, you do have to wash your hands, right? Again, back in 41, in Simon Tzadi Beis of Arachayim Sivdalad, you have to wash your hands for tefillah, but it says, but we don't make a bracha. You made a bracha early, don't make a bracha, right? You don't have to make a bracha. And even if you wash in the morning, you have to wash it again for tefillah, but not with a bracha. Full disclosure, we should know, the Vilna Gaon, in the Meiser, recorded in the Meiser Rav, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Oz Gimel 45, over Shachris, he says, Yesh Lismoch Birchas Alantil Sadaim L'Tfila. So you should not make the Alantil Sadaim Bracha when you wash first in the morning. Rather, do it when you're ready to daven. The Lo Yomar also Techet Kishakom, Kishain Daito L'Spal Miyad. Okay, don't make the bracha of Alantil Sadaim. I think that's what most people do. They say it when they're ready to daven. But that's what the Gruch is quoted in the Maaser Rav, that he says, when you wash your hands in the morning, we call Negelvasser, but don't make the bracha of Alantil Sadaim then. Make the bracha when you wash for tefillah. Juxtapose the bracha to tefillah. And not right away, because unless you're afraid you'll forget, and that's what he says at the end. But the bottom line, that's the psak of the Gruch and the Chai Odom. in 46, Chelek Aleph Klal Zayin, Sif Vav, Nachon Lahamtin, Levarach HaMatzis Daim, Ad La'achah Shemenachah Atzma Barotzel Ispalel. Da'az Yotzel Chulamah, because again, we said, like the Rosh, said that the proper thing is to wash, for the whole washing in the morning has to do with davening, right? That's what the Rosh said that we started with back in that we had back in source number 8, the Rosh and Brachas Perek Tesef Simuch Sif Chav Gimel, that the whole morning, the Tefillas Yadayim, is ultimately for the purpose of Tefillah. So the Vilna Gaon and after him, the Chai Adam, say that therefore the proper time to make the Bracha is when you wash for davening. That's really what it's about. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Dalet, Sif Katan Dalet quotes it. He quotes the Chai Adam, he quotes the Maaser Rav. Then he tells you, look in a Bir Halacha, in Simen Dalet Sif Al, Divim Askeba Filu 48, okay? He says that the Vilna Gaon says like that, the Chai Adam says like that. On the other hand, some disagree, okay? He said, because that's really based on the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh says, as we saw, second line of 48, the Tzarech Levarech Lechol Tefillah. You have to wash whenever you daven, and we don't follow that. Nonetheless, it's better to do it like that if you possibly can. Now, who disagrees with the Rosh? Who disagrees? And he said the Rambam seems to agree that way also, because as we saw, the Rambam emphasizes that Taras Yadayim, getting your hands ready and cleaning your hands is a part of Tefillah. It's ma'akev in Tefillah, not by Krishma, perhaps for the reason of salvation. Says, but anyway, he refers to something else. Below Bishul Beria Chadoshim. And not because it's something in the morning. It has to do with Tefillah. What's he referring to? So let's look at 49, that same Tshuvas HaRashbo that we saw before. Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph continues. He says, wait a second. You're going to tell me that the essential purpose of the Tefillah Yadayim is to ready your hands for Tefillah. So one second. So why don't we have to wash our hands before Mincha, before Ma'ariv also? Why only by Shacharis? So that's what the Rashbo deals with, 49. If everything we said is correct, the Rambam and everything else, you have to wash your hands, and the essential purpose of washing your hands is to ready yourself for Tefillah, your hands are clean, and so on for Tefillah. So Taki, you have to wash before Mincha Ma'ariv too. So why don't we do that? So therefore, the Rashbo said, Eshlomar, there's another reason in the morning. Besides Ruach Ra and what the Zohar said about Misa, he says, every morning, all of us, each of us becomes like a new creature, become like a new human being. You're a new person in the morning, right? The Chsev, he quotes a pasuk in Eichav, all places, Per Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, and we're going to be familiar with some of the words there, 50. Chadoshim labkarim, we're new in the morning, the Bokarim's Boker, Rabba Amunasecha. Of course, we know that's the end of Modani, right? Rabba Amunasecha. In the morning, we come like brand new. And therefore, the Rashbo writes, V'tzvichim, a second line of 49, at the end of that tshuva, the Chelek Aleph Simkuf Tzari Aleph and his tshuvas, V'tzvichim anu lahodos leis baruch al shebro anu lichvodo l'shor sol baruch b'shmo. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's only in the morning. Okay, V'al dover zeh tiknu b'shachar, kolos han brachas shanu b'varachin b'chol boker boker. Like all the other birchas shachar. We don't say the other brachas, Malbish Aroma, Matir Asurim, and all those other brachas in the afternoon before Mincha and the evening before Ma'ariv. So too, on Tzitzit Daim is in that category. L'fichach, and then he adds, on Tzvichim, the Scottish, Big Tushtras, of Lito, Yedenim, and Akli, Kekoin, Shemekadish Yodim, and Akir, like we started with, Marasem, and Pekude, Kodim, and Vodosa, but only in the morning, because we also have this added element of what he called of becoming a Beri Chadosha. So we really have the Rosh and the Rashbo. The Rosh emphasizes the Tefillah connection. The Rashbo doesn't deny that, but he adds you have this Beri Chadosha connection. According to the Rosh, but then one second. According to the Rosh, you should taka have to wash, who says only it's a matter of Tefillah. So you should have to wash before Mincha Ma'ariv. So guess what? Ein Hanami. 51, the Rosh there in Brachas, Perek Tes, Simen Chav Gimel, right? Mizei Yesh Lomud, the Huadin, B'tzilas Mincha, B'tzilas Arbis, right? You go to the bathroom, no Toyotav. Not only do you wash, Mavarach HaMatzidayim. And the Rosh says, taka. Okay? Brother Ross says you should make Alan Tilas Adayim when you wash your hands. Again, you relieve yourself before davening, and then you wash your hands. And he says you should make an Alan Tilas by Mincha and Ma'ariv as well. He said during the rest of the day when you go to the bathroom and you wash your hands, they don't have to say it. But for davening, you do. Okay? And he says, the Lo Niskin of Bracha Alan Tilas Adayim, Kim Lesuda, like we said at the beginning, it's for Suda, Ula Tefillah. And for davening. So that's the opinion of the Rosh. The Rosh is Taka. The Rashbo says, no, it's only in the morning because you become a Beri Chadosh, like a new creature every morning when you wake up. But the Rosh says, no. The Rosh says, the essence of Tefillah Sadaim is for Tefillah, Sein HaKharami. You should make a bracha, wash Tefillah Sadaim, make a bracha by Mincha and Ma'ariv as well. The Rosh HaShulchan in Simen Dalet 53, 52. Simen Dalet quotes the Rosh, right? He says, the essential is for purposes for Tefillah. In Tzivav, he quotes the Rashbo that we just mentioned, and he says, really, it's not a big machlokas in that sense. because he's saying the Rosh Bo is outside. Rosh Bo doesn't deny that it has to do with tefillah. He just says, Mincha Marv, you don't have to, because he throws the Beri Chadosha in as an additional reason, but not instead of. So he says, not really a machlokas. The Aruch HaShulchan writes towards the end of Sivav, 3 lines in the bottom 52, Miu Gam Hus, realize that Tila the Tila, El Sharosh Omer Tam Shadaim Enam Mikios, Rosh Bo Omer Shum Beri Chadosha. He says, not such a big machlokas. Okay, but anyway, that's the Rosh Bo and the Rosh. You look in the Rambam, Hilchas Tfila, Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, 53, Bamed Rama Murim, She'ena Matar LaTfila, something else. Remember, we started with the Kiyor, okay, and it said you wash your hands and your feet. So we haven't talked about washing your feet. Does anybody say you have to wash your feet? Well, guess what? The Rambam does. The Rambam says you have to wash your feet, but he says that's only for Shachris. Take a look in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, 53. Bamed Rama Murim, She'ena Matar LaTfila, Yod Bavad. When do we say you only, remember he called it Taras Yadayim. When do we say you only have to wash your hands and not anything else for tefillah? That is when it comes to, when it comes to shachris. That's b'shar tefillahs. That's the other tefillahs. Chutz mitzvah shachris. Avol shachris rochets ponav yodah v'raglov. V'chakach ispalam. How do you like that? The Rambam says you wash your feet as well before shachris. Okay? Then again, he talks about if you're far away from water. The Ravid says, on top of the next page, Avol Shachris Rochets Ponav Yodav Raglav Kosav Ravid Omar Avram Lo Yadati Raglav Lama. I never heard of washing your feet. Okay? Because the Mishnah says, with due respect to the Ravid, okay, because the Mishnah there in Parag Dal Halacha Gimel 54, so with due respect to the Ravid, it's a Gemara. Ravid didn't make it up. So take a look in 55. Gemara in Shabbos, Nunam Beis. Ki Hoda Tanya Rochets Odom Ponav Yodav Raglav V'chol Yom B'shul Kono. That's a pasuk in Tillim. I'm sorry, Mishlei. Perek Tzayin pasuk Dalet. Kol Paul Hashem L'maneu. Right, everything to do is for the Shem Hashem. So the proper thing is, as Rashi says there, Nun Rebeis B'Shul Kanel Chvod Koneu. Right, Tzelam Elokim. So you wash your hands and so on. Kol Bar Chvodo. So the Ravid says, look, the Rambam. I'm sorry, the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam looked at that Gemara and that Gemara in Shabbos Nun Rebeis and 55 again says Rochets Adam Ponav Yodav Raglav. So therefore, I don't know why the Ravid objected to it. Okay. So it's interesting. I'm not going to read it inside, but there's a tshuva, 58. There's a tshuva, and the tshuva is Noda Behuda. Madura Tanyana Chelek Arachayim Sim Kuf Mem, a tshuva from his son, tshuva mi ben HaMechaber, who analyzes this issue. Okay. Nobody brings that around. Shulchan Aruch, he brings out the Shulchan Aruch, does not bring this Rambam by washing your feet. Okay. Even though the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim certainly usually based mostly on the Rambam, the Ravid objected and so on. And, he says that we come at Beri Chadosha. He quotes the Rosh Bo. He quotes all the reasons that we mentioned in the first paragraph. And then he says in the second paragraph, Ali Nera, the Machlok is as follows. Okay, the Ravid was well aware of that Gemara in Shabbos, Nunan Beis, because the Mishnah defended the Rambam by citing that Gemara. But the Noda Behuda, his son, says, yeah, the Ravid knew that Gemara also. But, he said, in the days of the Gemara, what he said, the proper thing, the common thing was that people were barefoot. Okay, people walked around barefoot. Okay, and therefore, when you get ready for davening, you have to wash your raglayim also, because who knows what you walked through, you stood to, and so on and so forth. But that was in the days of the Gemara. Look, maybe 5 lines down, a second paragraph. Lachem bizmana Talmud uba artos hamizrach. You know, in the east, and there were, you know, those lands, and so on and so forth. Her darkum show a little bit about their raglayim. They didn't wear any covering of their feet, any socks and shoes, and so on. Okay, their feet were megulim. Okay. So therefore, they didn't have shoes and so on. It was true in those countries. That's where the Rambam lived. Where the Ravid lived, the Ravid in Europe, in Provence of the Ravid, they did have feet. So that's why they didn't stand on feet. It's interesting to analyze that. You know, it has other ramifications, but that's what the Behuda's son suggests. Explain this machlokas. And by the time the Shulchan Aruch, everybody wore feet, even in the Sephardi countries, in the Eastern, Middle East or whatever. Anyway, that's the suggestion of the son of the Behuda. But getting back, Lemaisa, okay, so the question is, again, we have one important distinction that the Rosh seems to say you should wash until Zadayim with a bracha, certainly if you relieve yourself, for Shachris, and not only for Shachris, but Mincha Marav as well. The Magen Avraham, Simdalat Sukkot, Aleph 59, writes, Yivarach Alat Zadayim, Lefimai, the Kaimel, and Afilu Asa Tzach, Bavon Ispala, Enam Abarach Alat Zadayim, Shachris, I'm sorry, and it's time, even if after during the day when you go to the bathroom, you don't have to make until Zadayim when you wash in. But Shachris, you do. And here he quotes the Rosh Bo, because you come a Beri Chadosha. And it's like all the rest of the Birchas HaShachar. When we wash, like the Kohen would go, and he quotes that Shuvah's HaRosh Bo. Okay, but again, I want to mention, so Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin, Sif Aleph writes in 60, during the course of the day, if you go to the bathroom, Ben Katana Ben Gdolim, again, whichever way you relieve yourself, we say Asher Yotzar, we wash our hands, but no Alatil Sadayim, even if you're going to go learn a daven. There are more rites, even if your hands were dirty, we still don't make that bracha during the daytime, but the Mishnah, you know, or at night when you use the bathroom. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel says as follows, and we'll see it inside shortly. After Kaimalon B'Simon Reish on Gimel Sif Beis, the Tfilas Mincha, B'chein La'arviz, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that for Mincha and for Arv, you should wash your hands even if they're not dirty, but not with a bracha. Ein bracha unless a daim el b'shachris. So we don't take the rush all the way. We should, says the Mishnah Berurah, wash your hands before Mincha and before Ma'ariv, but just not with a bracha. Now he does quote that the Malbim, V'ayim b'sefer Artzos Achayim, that was a sefer written by the Malbim, okay, on the beginning of Orachayim. The Malbim wrote, before the Mishnah Berurah, the Malbim quotes, in the 1800s, the Malbim quotes, writes a sefer on the beginning of Orachayim called Artzos Achayim, sort of Mishnah Berurah style. He has shorter explanations and longer explanations. The Malbim was a very sharp person. I forgot where it goes up to. Maybe it's just filling, not that far. I have it, it's available. Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but he didn't ever finish it. So someone once asked him when he's writing his Perish on Tanakh, his monumental Perish on Tanakh, on the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So, someone asked him, why are you writing on the Nevi'im and Ksuvim? You should finish the Artos Achayim. So he said, he was a sharp person. So he said to whoever this Rav was, all right, I'll finish Artos Achayim, you write a Perish on Tanakh. You know, as if to suggest, and not everybody can write a parish on Tanakh. I don't know Tanakh so well as he did. Okay, anyway, but the Sefer Artzos Achayim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him, who says that the poskim say that if you use the bathroom for Nekavim Gedolim, okay, you know, you relieve yourself sitting, so then you should make an Artzos Achayim, but we poskim not that way. But he does tell you to take a look at the Ma'aseh Rav, the Vilna Gaon, and that same piece as before, Hilchos Brachos Shachar Oz Gimel, 62. The Malbim, the Vilna Gaon, Iker Natilas Adayim L'Tfila Niskan. He accepts the Rosh that the purpose of Natilas Adayim is for Tfila. V'lachein Yesh Tol Ulevorech L'Chol Tfila. Okay, the Vilna Gaon felt you should wash your hands before Mincha and Marv as well, and even make a bracha. Okay, and proper thing is to be makbid with a kli and so on. So again, that's the Vilna Gaon. That's not the practice, but that those who follow the Gaon, I guess, will do that. The Prima Gadim, the Eshel Avram, Siman Dalet, Sivkot Nalef, and that Mishnah, Magen Avram, he's 59, 63. He says, for washing hands in the morning, there are four reasons. Now, when we had them. First is the rush, because it's for preparation of tefillah. You know, the hands touch dirty things at night. Then he has the Rashba, who says, the Beri Chadosha, and therefore you don't have to do it by Mincha Ma'ariv. Then he quotes the Orchaz Chaim, which we didn't see inside. We saw the reason that had to do with this Ruach Ra, Shibto, Bas Melech, and so on. And that four was the Zohar that we mentioned before. They were toying time Misa. So you have all these different reasons. And based on these different reasons, Lamaisa, and he mentions also the Kior, okay, you know, washing for Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says that at the end of the day, the proper practice is, since we have all these different Shitas, so we do wash, but we don't make a bracha for washing by Mincha and by Ma'ariv. Matzah Shekel explains, and that Magen Avraham in Siman Dalet Sifkat Nalef, Matzah Shekel says, the Rosh says, you know, since you touch things, the proper thing is for Mincha and Ma'ariv, you should also wash, and apparently even with a bracha, like the Vilna Gaon says, but we have in mind the Rashba and the others who said that in the morning is different, so therefore we only make the bracha in the morning. Okay, we only make the bracha in the morning. That's how the Chayodim basically concludes in 65, Chelek Aleph Chal Zayin Sif Hei, Afal Gav, the Kaimalon, the Tzorach, until it's time, L'chol Tvila, even though you really should wash your hands for every tefillah, not only for shachris, for mincha ma'ariv as well, you only make the bracha of alat tzidaim. We'll take a question at the end. Only make alat tzidaim by shachris and not by the other tefillahs, and that's because of the beri chadosh. We bring the other things in, but then the chayodim says something interesting. V'lochein mirali. What if a person forgot to make alat tzidaim before davening shachris? He said you can't say it after shachris. Oh, you're not davening now. Okay, and the whole idea is for davening, you finish davening already. Certainly, according to the Rosh, okay, and you'll say it before Mincha Ma'ariv. But that's what we suggest, that even though we paskin that you wash hands before Mincha and before Ma'ariv as well, until it's a daim, but not with a bracha. You see, but what if the guy didn't say it in the morning? Maybe he should, say it by Mincha. Okay, then he wait till Mincha and say it with a bracha. He says, Sarachim, but that's what he suggests. Just to finish up and see, the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tfilas Mincha, Simon Reish, Lamed, Gimel, Orachayim, Siv, Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes, "In yesh lo mayim tzarich liyot yaduk teles pali." You should wash your hands. So mincha marav also. Afal pishinu del shum lichluch. You know you're not dirty. V'lo yivar. We're not with a bracha. And then Rambam adds, "Afilo omer milimudo." Even if you were just learning before then, still you told yaduk latvila. Even in the base medrash all afternoon, you should still wash your hands. If you don't have water available, then we're not so makbid a mincha marav. That's what he concludes. And tzarich liyot the mogen Rambam writes in Kotten Ches in some Reish Lamed Gimel 67. If you washed when you came to shul, and then you sat down and learned for a while, you washed, you came for davening, but then you realize you're 10 minutes early, so you're going to sit down and learn, and so on. Or, for example, Bisman Shadarshim, you're in shul, but someone gives a little talk, a little halacha, something like that, or a drasha, before you don't have to wash again. Okay? He talks about on Shabbos, when Mafsikin b'mechiras hamitzis. And in the olden time shuls, they used to sell the aliyahs. Some people still do, right? Before cleaning, they would sell the aliyahs. I remember, certainly Yom Noraim, that was a little practice one time, $26 for Tzuvach Nusa, for Hag Megillah, for Kohen, there were some Eshtemul, some Britain, some Tzaitmul, some Britmul. Okay, we mentioned it last week also. So people used to do that. So is that a hefstik? He thinks you have to. New relation, Tzorach Lito Shainis, you should wash your hands again. Okay, unless you were careful not to Masiach Das. Okay, that's the question. Exactly how far we take it. The Elia Rabba, in Sukkot and Zion, in Sim Reish Lam Gimel, he says, Venira, Dal Koponim, Kol Zman, Shubavisa Knesses, as long as you're in Shul, even though they stop, Avshim Afsikin, from Mechiris Amitzis, even though they stop for us, Rabbi gives a drasha, they sell the aliyahs, they carve the aliyahs, and so on. Ain't Tzorach Litol Yadav, you don't have to. Because Mestama, you were not Masiach Das, you were in Shul. Udaloka Mogan Abram, he doesn't accept that Mogan Abram. Okay, but he says, let's say you wash your hands until it's time for a meal. And then if you're at a wedding or whatever, you wash your hands, and then they call me and make a minyan for mincha outside, or marib, whatever it is. Okay, so you go outside, you wash, I washed in the meal already. And then in the middle of the meal, they say, okay, now we're davening mincha outside. Or marib. So he says, then I think the Mogen Avraham is right, you should wash for tefillah, even if not Masiach Das. That's what he says. I printed in 69, the Mishnah Berurah on this subject. He says, really, the proper thing is Simurai Shalom and Gimel, even though I was only talking about Mincha, you look back in 66, talking about Mincha, but in Sukkot and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, same with Meirah, right? Bein Latvilas Mincha, Bein Latvilas Arvis, Mitzvah Lito Yodav Tvila. But he says, in many shuls, they dive a Mincha Meirah right away. So he says in Sukkot and Tezayin, Im not to Yodav Tvilas HaMincha, the lowest Yich Daito Mishmirosan ain't Tzorach Lito Yodav Tvilas Arvis. Yeah, mincha mar, like we had Shabbos afternoon, so we daven mincha, and then we had a shir, whatever it is. The rabbi talks a few minutes during the week. That it's not called a hesed das. You don't have to wash again for mairu, okay? Unless your hands got dirty, something else, okay? As far as learning is concerned, same thing. They said if you were in the base medrash, you were learning, then you don't have to wash, okay? And then again, if you wash for a meal, he thinks you should wash anyway. Bottom line, it emerges from all of this, okay, is that, washing your hands before shachris and even before mincha marav, this is not some chumrah, some chassidish minig or something like that, or yeshivish minig. The proper thing is one can is to wash your hands. Again, maybe you don't have to be running late, okay, so you just run your hand on the water, you don't have time to with a kli, and they're going to say baruch in a minute. Okay, but by the way, according to Tesvav, it's in Reish Lam Gimel 70, v'chein abola b'saknesis l'spalel. Right, you came to shul to daven, you wash your hands, and you waited to learn for a while, then you wouldn't need to feel it. Da feel me or something like that. Okay. But bottom line is that it's important to admit it's a neglected practice. And I'm not saying it's the end of the world if you didn't do it, but the proper thing is to certainly when you come to shul for chakras and maybe wait until Zadim, like some poskim said, you say that until Zadim with the birchas of chakra after you washed when you came into shul. And it's from Minchen Ma'ariv as well. And we'll conclude in 71, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Tshuvas van Hagas, Chela Gimel, Simon Hay. Okay. Alkain Shapir who aminig ledaktek lito lifne kol tefilo mekaimim kol pam mitzvah yomis. Okay, it doesn't mean you're davening. Again, the Rambam paskin that you absolutely have to. You have to wash your feet also. That's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. But lemaisa, the proper thing is to wash your mekaimim mitzvah yomis. Uladas hagro like we saw gam mevarchen al tefila tefila al tizadaim. Even by shachris mincha and marv, when you wash your hands, you have to say bracha until it's a daim. Tefila mincha. The better thing is, when you wash your mincha, have in mind that it's a mincha, and then you can run out if you have the time to wash again for Mary. You get an extra mitzvah. Nimtzat tfilos mitzvah mircheres, a kedin. Rak be musaf, only by musaf, Shabbos, when they go right into musaf, or Shchodesh, we go right into musaf, then you don't have to wash again, just because they had Kriyas HaTorah in between, okay? And he concludes also, Ikrat Netila, Yesh Litol Bekli, properly should use a Kli or Vias Mayim, Dafka Samach Chol Tefillah. So again, this is something that people might want to be careful about, Tefillah Sedayim for Tefillah, again, based on many different things, including what the Kohanim did to get ready for the Avodah, as we started with from Parshat Pekudei. I wish everybody a Gute Vach. We'll stop.